A House committee room had its fair share of consumer advocates and top players from the payday lending industry, including store owners and lobbyists, as Republican Representative Kyle Kaler laid out some changes he wanted to add to his bill.
We have to put payday lending in a piece of statute that actually has some guidelines.
Among the changes in his amendment is a requirement for longer loan periods to give borrowers more time to pay off their bills. Kaler said this would avoid one of the pitfalls of short-term borrowing when someone only has a few weeks to pay off their loan, so they take out a new one with new fees and new interest rates to pay off their initial loan.
If I don't have to come in 2 weeks and I don't have to, I can just make six payments over 6 months, that's going to stop the churning. The person that borrows $300 is not going to come back in 2 weeks for another loan because they've got the money they needed. The reason they're coming back in 2 weeks is because they couldn't pay the loan off.
Kaler and his Democratic co-sponsor, Representative Michael Ashford, have been pushing for a crackdown on payday lenders for more than a year. The bill was set for a vote in the House Government Accountability and Oversight Committee, but that didn't happen. They didn't even hold a vote to accept or table the amendment, which is an unusual move. Republican Representative Louis Blessing chairs the committee. He says the decision to sit on the bill was to give members more time to look over the changes.
Everybody knows what's in the amendment, so we have time to, you know, walk away, digest it, everybody can relax, and we'll move from there.
Fellow Republican Representative Bill Seitz was vocal about his desire to postpone the vote. So was Republican Representative Dorothy Palanda.
This is less than 24 hours and a 27-page amendment that, according to the sponsor, substantially changes the bill causes me real concern.
This committee met just hours after Republican House Speaker Cliff Rosenberger announced he would be stepping down May 1st in the wake of an FBI inquiry. The FBI is said to be looking into links between Rosenberger's international travel and the payday industry. When asked by a group of reporters, Palanda did not want to comment as to whether she thought, considering these recent events, if it was important to regulate payday lenders. As for Blessing...
But anyway, I got to take a call, so thank you very much.
The fact that the FBI is looking into...
He walked away. Ohioans for Payday Loan Reform have been pushing for Kaler and Ashford's bill. They say the reason it's so hard to get anything passed is because the payday lending industry has donated so much money to lawmakers. In the last 9 years, they've doled out $1.6 million in campaign contributions. Ohio voters approved capping these loans at 28% in 2008, but consumer advocates say the industry has gotten around those caps and that an annual percentage rate can still skyrocket to 591%. Ted Saunders, CEO of CheckSmart, argues that those high APRs are a very rare occurrence. He adds that lengthening the loan period gives borrowers an excuse to put off payment.
I shouldn't say, well, thank you for saying you can pay it back every next three or four paychecks and only accrue the fees and interest, which everyone objects to, for three pay periods. Let's instead take it over 6 months.
It was argued that Kaler's proposed schedule would keep a flat interest rate and fee, whether it's over 2 weeks or 6 months.
Pretty complicated bill. I'd have to argue with you when you sit down and get a spreadsheet out and start spreading the numbers, but it's not exactly how it works.
Putting the bill off in committee means it's likely Ohio lawmakers won't touch it until after summer break, which might not end until after the November elections. However, Ohioans for Payday Loan Reform are working on putting these payday lending regulations on the November ballot for that very reason. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.